We're in Simin Lamed Beis of Hilchas Tefillin. We're up to Sif Mem Beis. We'll be doing Mem Beis, Mem Gimel, and Mem Dalet. Sif Mem Beis. Shin Shel Tefillin Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Sheyasa Ba'or Abatim Shel Rosh Kamin Shin Boletes Mikamte Ha'or. There's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that on your Tefillin Shel Rosh, on either side, you should have a shin that is protruding from the leather. Echad mimino ve'echad mismolo, one on your right, one on your left. Shel yamin haminiach, the one on the right side of he who is wearing the tefillin, this side, shel gimel rashim, that should have three heads, like a normal shin. A shin has three yuds on top. The shel smol haminiach, whereas on the left side of the one wearing the tefillin, shel arba rashim, that should have four. Now, it doesn't make a difference if one is a righty or a lefty. Nevertheless, on the right side of the wearer, it's three. On the left side, it's four. Haga miuim hipach eno nifsal. And if you change that, meaning you did one on the right, you did four on the right instead of on the left, it will still be kosher. Whereas, if you made them both the same, it is pasul. That means you have to have one of three and one of four. Lechatchila, the one on your right should be three, and the one on your left four. But if you made them both either four or three, that would be puzzle. Now, how do you make these? So the Mishneh Berurah mentions that there are some who hold that the way to do it is to do it in a defus, which is you form the shin by pressing. What you do is as you're forming the tefillin shel rosh, you press them into the shape that has the shin protruding. In other words, it is concave, and what it does is you're pressing the or into it, and that is forming a shin. Others say it's not good. The Mishneh Berurah seems to hold that it is. Ideally, the other way of doing it would be pulling it out. Now, what's the shaila? The shaila is that if you pull out a shape of a shin, you're writing it. You're making it. Whereas if you press it in, you're not really touching the shin itself. You're pressing in the background, and then the shin will remain. So what you've really done is pushed in the background, which is known as chok yurechos. You have created a letter by pushing away its background. Somehow that isn't good. The Mishneh Berurah seems to favor doing it that way. What batimachers today do is to be machmir. They will initially form it in a defus. They'll form it that way by having it protrude. Then they'll push it back in and then pull it out again with a pair of pliers. And what they've accomplished is that because they did it in a defus, it has a good shape. They'll get it perfectly. And by pulling it out, by pushing it back in and then pulling it out again, they will fulfill the shita that this is called chok yurechos and would not be good enough. Now, as far as the shin itself, the Mechaber then says, Sif Mem Gimel, Charit Shel Shin, Dahainu Chudo Lamata, the base of the shin. The Gemara says, Sheker Ein Lo Raglayim, the letters Shin, Kuf, and Resh do not sit on anything. Shin must come to a point. It is not allowed to sit on anything flat. It has to come to a point. So that point, Chudo Lamata, Yagiyad Makam HaTefer, that should reach the base of your tefillin. Hagah, so that's the first part, and if it doesn't, then that will be puzzle. Hagah, v'chein hayud shebeshin, tzorech liga lamata beshuli hashin. The yud, or yudin, as others are gores, the three yudin of the shin have to be connected to the base as well. You can't just have three yudin on top and a base on the bottom. They're supposed to be connected. V'lo yimsho hashin harbe, ela shegam shuli hashin yenira al hatefer. You cannot push the shin all the way down until it is beneath the surface of the base of your tefillin. It should be that you should actually be able to see the shin of your the bottom of the shin. So it should not be elevated in a way that it doesn't touch the base, and it should not be submerged in a way that you could not see the sharp bottom of the shin touching the base of your tefillin. Now, there are those who hold that on the four-headed shin, the left shin, the yudin do not have to touch the bottom. The reason being that the four shin, the four-headed shin, actually forms a shin by the inside of it. In other words, the inside of that shin, you have three lines that are formed. So according to them, in fact, you don't even need the shape of the yudin on top, because the lines that you're looking at are not the lines that are the shin, but they are the borders of the shin on the inside. They are the borders of the shin on the inside. La halacha, we make them all with yudin, and they all are supposed to be connected. Now, in terms of the actual shape of the shin, mikar adin, it just has to resemble a shin, which means three lines for the three-line one and something on top that you can call a yud. The Mishnah Berurah brings that it is better if you could actually having it resemble a kosher shin the way it is written in the Sefer Torah. And the ones that do it with a defus, the way they do it today, where they actually press it out, so they are capable of doing a perfectly looking shin because it's being done by a press rather than actually pulling out with pliers, where it's much more difficult to have it resemble a shin. Then we go further. Sif Mem Dalid. Titura de Tfilin Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The bottom flap of the Tfilin is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Vahainu. Sheyosim Or Lemato L'Chasos Pi HaBatim. That you have leather underneath it in order to close off the batim. V'nira Ke'en Dav Shel Gesher HaNikra Titura. It is like the plank of a bridge that is called Titura. That's one thing. Ma'avarta de tefillin. This is the back of the tefillin where the ritzua goes through. That too is halacha l'moshe misinai. V'hainu, she'or hatitura ye'orach mitzad echad, that the base of the tefillin should be longer from the back side of the tefillin. V'yase bo ha'ma'avarta, and that's where you're going to put the ritzuas through. Ketzad, what do you do? In other words, how do we differentiate between the titura and the ma'avarta? The base of the tefillin is made of two parts. The part that we call titura, which is the part that is covering the underside of your tefillin, that's called titura, and that must be meruba. That has to be square. Behind it, you have another piece through which the ritzuas go through. That is the mavarta. But it's the same piece. So what do you do? So what you're supposed to do is cut in at the end of that ribua. You're supposed to make slits, cut in, one side straight, because that is really where the ribua is, and the other side is rounded. And this separates within that square is what we call the titura, and the rest of it we call the mavarta. Yachtechenu b'shnei tzadim. Shalotei rochava kamo rochava titura. What you do is you make slits so that it will not be as wide as the titura over there, and that will signify the end of the titura, which is square, and proclaim the beginning of the mavarta. Kedei she'nikar ribua titura. Uva'os mavarta overes haritzua val shem kach nikras mavarta. And the ritzua goes through there, and that's why it's called the mavarta. Then he says, "Gam betfilin shel yad yasa titura mavarta." Both the shel yad as well as the shel rosh must have a mavarta as well as a titura. Ideally, they should all be from one piece of leather. Now, in sealing the titura, we learned you're supposed to sew it, and the sewing too is supposed to have ribua. It's supposed to be square, so that the sewing is square, the bias is square, and the titura is square. That's where you have your ribua on every level. Then we get the next halacha. You then put the parshias in. Yagalgel kol parsha misofa l'tchilah. So you roll the parshias so that you start with the end of the parsha and you roll it up towards the beginning. So if you would open it, you would read the beginning of the parsha first. V'korchon, and you have to wrap it. Biklaf koton, with a little piece of parchment. V'yesh makpida milakorchon ela miklaf kosher, and some hold that klaf, that little piece of parchment, has to be kosher. Now that's what you're supposed to do l'chatchila, but that is not ma'akev. V'halocha l'moshe misinai, and this is ma'akev, sheyichroch olea seor behema ochai ha'ta'orim. That you should put hair of a kosher behema or chaya, kosher once again meaning of a kosher species, and that's what you have to wrap it with. And that is ma'akev, that's halocha l'moshe misinai. The cloth is not. Now we are not sure what is supposed to be on top of what. Do you first put a little bit of parchment and then put the hair of an animal? Or do you first put the hair and then the parchment? Therefore, the Rama says, Hago, v'noagim lichroch seir ala parsha, v'chaka korchen alav klav kosher, v'chozim v'korchen alav seir. The Rama says that what we do is both, just to be sure. We put hair, parchment, and then hair again. The Gra holds that nobody really holds that the Seder is ma'akev. But the minhag anyway is to have hair parchment hair. The nagu she is seir shel egel. The minhag is to use the hair of a calf. Otherwise, you can use a cow or a bull. Verochitz aser heita betchilas she'enaki, and you have to make sure to cleanse the hair first, that it should be clean. Now there's another halacha. Ksas seir ze, some of this hair, sarach she'eroe chutz labatim. You have to have a little bit of this hair coming out of the bias, which means they make a hole, and some of the hair actually protrudes, so that when you look at a tefillin, when you look at a pair of tefillin shorash, you will see some of this hair sticking out. Now, where do you put it? There are different opinions. Some say Kadesh, which is the first parsha, and some say V'hoyim Shemo, which is the last parsha. So what we do is we have it come out of V'hoyim Shemo facing towards Kadesh, which means between the last two parshios. In the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, we're going to see, because the last parsha is not V'hoyim Shemoa, V'hoyim Shemoa is in the middle, the hole will therefore, and the seir coming out, is going to be towards the middle, rather than just before the last bias. But we have the hair coming out, and Rashi's tefillin, after, just before the beginning of V'hoyim Shemoa, between V'hoyim Shemoa and Shema.